Right, I came to Eaglesham in 1938 because my mother was ill. So then my brother and I, we went to Eaglesham school and were there till up to the qualifying. My brother went to Busby school, and then from I left, I went to Queen's Park school.
Mm-hmm.
So and then I was there for a couple of years. Then I left, I went into my dad's business. But before that, I spent most of my time, after I left Eaglesham school, I spent my time working on Carswell's farm just as a boy, playing about, working, tramping the haystacks. I used to come off the bus at school, I sometimes left my school bag under the hedge, and the ploughman lifted me onto the horse, and as it went right down to the farm and the horse's back, and we filled the dung carts out of the bin. And I used to come home and I was smelling a good shame. And that, but so I spent a lot of time tramping the rocks and that in the summertime.
Because you'd lost your mum by then.
Well, my mother died in
43.
So that's how I spent my time. And my brother, as I say, he went to, I'll tell you a wee story about him, went to school. So my brother John, he walked to Busby School.
Wow.
And all the teachers, the school never closed here when there was snow in the road or that. But my brother walked to Busby School, but then he wasn't a very popular person, because the headmaster said, if Patterson can walk to school, you can all walk to school.
Because he was the only one who went to school.
Oh, right, okay.
he was dead keen. A lot of us in the winter time always wore short trousers, and it was snow fire because your knees got red raw.
They never had long trousers, even in the winter.
Eventually, we went into Millet stores in Glasgow, and we used to buy riding breeches, you know, the bits that came out. And a lot of us wore them in the winter time, but many a time it was just short trousers and
mm-hmm.
I've seen my coat all frozen with ice and snow and that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In 47 the roads were blocked and they got some too.
How long were they blocked for?
It must have been a good week, because they didn't have the snow ploughs. It was a bulldozer and a tipper lorry went down with the ashes just and sprinkled them.
Uh-huh.
I was working in 47 and I went down to the bottom of Tarf Avenue, and there was a wee chap, McClements. Do you remember?
The girl McClements.
Well, it was his
dad.
And they said, oh, the roads are blocked. So I went up to the house and I said to my dad, the roads are blocked. He said, well, just start walking now. So I went down and I had to walk right down to Shedden or to Clarkson, where we got the tram car into Glasgow. And for a whole week, maybe more, workers were all walked down and back at night time. And my dad used to, that's going back, change it, back to 39 when they're blocked, my dad was an observer corps. He walked up from his work, and from there he walked up to the Moor Road where the Observer Corps had their wee sort of lookout hut.
Mm-hmm.
And that. So, yeah. Well, they were quite hard in these days. I mean, and the schools never closed when there was snow and everything like that. You'd be sat there with your wet boots on and everything.
And you survived.
And survived.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.